The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. Whatever time zone in the world you are joining from, dear Sangha, greetings and welcome to you. So, today we continue our exploration with the theme, letting our hearts and minds swim and relish the theme of generosity, exploring generosity, the inner, not just the outer dimensions, but the inner dimensions of it, which are set to be liberative, part of the path of liberation, and actually part of the practice of liberation itself. So with an attitude of generosity towards ourselves, given that we are giving ourselves this gift, giving ourselves this gift of time, this gift to sit together in Sangha. Let us begin. Our meditation together. So, I invite you to find how you can sit comfortably. And if this body, this moment needs to lie down or stand, that's okay too. Those are fine positions of practice. As long as the spine can be straight, there can be a sense of wakefulness. Allowing your bottom to really land in the chair and the cushion, to feel the contact, to feel how you are supported, how this body is supported. Being held. If you're sitting in a chair on a cushion, let your spine rise up on its own. Rise up with integrity. Sitting tall. As if there is an invisible string connected to the top of your head, supporting you. Kindly, generously supporting. You don't have to push up the spine. Supported by the chair, the cushion on one end. And invisibly. Invited upward, as if to the heavens. And your muscles can relax. Your muscles can relax. The soft tissue of your hands, your wrists, your arms can give their weight to the earth. Supported. Your feet. Touching the earth, your legs, you're sitting on the cushion. Giving your weight, offering your weight to the earth, I am here, dear Earth. I am here. As if your weight, as if this body is kissing the ground, kissing the earth. As if it were a prostration, this sitting in meditation, this sitting tall in meditation. Let your body, your feet, your legs, your bottom kiss the earth. Offering your presence. As we kiss the earth with our bodies. Dear earth, may I be of service today. I offer you myself, this practice in this moment. Ah, my sitting. I offer my practice. Letting the breath find you, letting the breath find your body, settle in the lower abdomen, the center of gravity, to be low, not in the head, and not in the nostrils today or the chest, but lower, lower. Greeting the breath, the air. As it finds this body, nourishes this body. With oxygen. appreciatively, generously, graciously receiving. The breath, the air, support from the earth. And offering, generously offering your wholehearted intention in this moment. For presence, for cultivating goodness. Offering our hearts, our minds, our heart minds in goodness to the world. To this interconnected web of humanity, to the earth, as a descendant of so many ancestors, who have passed down, have offered their lives so much. Here we are. This being who is me. Our presence, our intentions, our goodness, the best gift we have to offer ourselves and to be of service to others. Each breath, both a receiving and a generous offering of this life force. Offering our practice. Our goodness as our practice as goodness, the goodness of our practice, offering it generously. As service. If and when we find our mind thinking, entangled, maybe lost in thought, it's okay. It's okay. Can we have generosity for our minds, for our poor minds, our distracted thinking minds? It's okay, dear. It's okay. Generosity of spirit towards ourselves. And knowing that simply showing up and doing our best, even if we deem it to be distracted or whatever, is an offering, is a gift, showing up is a gift to ourselves and others. So showing up each and every second, again and again, with ease. our practice as generosity, ourselves and others. And for the last moments of the sit together, relinquishing, letting go of any judgments that might have come up. Oh, I was sleepy, I was distracted, whatever. No need, no need, not helpful. Letting go. And appreciating, graciously appreciating that I showed up Yay. Appreciating with gratitude. The gift of aligning our actions as best as we can, inner actions, outer actions. Actions of the mind, speech, and body with our intentions, with our wholesome intentions. As much as you are able to. You showed up. Yay. Not attaching, not clinging to the outcome. Letting go. Trusting, trusting. That goodness has been generated in our practice. Our practice is an act of generosity, giving this time to ourselves, cultivating our hearts and minds for others. May our goodness, generated here collectively, may be of benefit, of service in ways we cannot fathom, to ourselves and to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice. Greetings, greetings, Sangha. So today is the second day of our exploration with the theme of generosity, dana in Pali. And to follow up from yesterday, the word dana, D-A-N-A, many of you are already familiar with this word, refers both to the act of giving, dana, giving, and also refers to what is given. And there is a similar word that I briefly mentioned yesterday, which is one of my favorite words, actually, in Pali. And the word is chaga, chaga, and it's spelled C-A-G-A. The C is pronounced as a ch. Chaga, which refers to a quality of mind-heart being the chitta, the quality of mind-heart. So it's the quality of feeling generous. There's a sense of generosity of spirit. Chaga is also translated as relinquishing, as letting go, because it is the same movement of the heart when the hand opens up to give something to someone else. It is letting go of it. It is letting go of it for the benefit of someone else. So that motion of the heart, that motion of the body is the same as the movement of liberation, is the same movement of awakening, of letting go, of liberation, which is why dana, generosity, is such an important practice, such an important practice. And as I mentioned, the Buddha taught dana as a primary practice, especially for lay practitioners. And it shows up in the triad, an important triad of dana, sila, bhavana. Dana, generosity, sila, ethical conduct, bhavana, meditation practice, cultivation of the mind and heart. So dana comes first, and then ethical conduct, and then meditation. So that's one important triad. And it's you might have been familiar with another triad of practice, which is sila, samadhi, panya. Sila, again, ethical conduct. Samadhi, concentration, or calming the mind. And panya, wisdom. So that's a related triad here, a different way to enter and hold practice, just as an important one. They're both as important. So dana, this inner and outer dimension of generosity, being paralleled with the same movement of the heart, for the same movement of the heart that we cultivate towards liberation, freedom, letting go. So let's consider some of the similarities. So with liberation, with letting go, with non-attachment, which actually sometimes we think of letting go, like, oh, I have to let go. I have to let go. This Buddhist path thing tells me not to be attached. I'm supposed to be unattached. And it sounds so dire, sounds so heavy, like, oh, be unattached. So it sounds so grim, be unattached, let go of everything, right? However, if you think of that, the way to think of that is the same way we think of generosity. It's the same spirit, it's the same idea. That's why letting go, liberation, and dana, generosity, are so related, and one really supports the other. Dana supports liberation because it's the same movement of the heart. Dana, generosity, is not a dire, well, it's not supposed to be a heavy thing, like, oh, I have to be generous, I have to give. If that's not the spirit for generosity, and you know from your own generosity, it's really a movement of the heart. When you feel moved, when your heart feels bright, it wants to offer. It wants to offer something that you have, your time, your skills, your resources, maybe a smile, maybe a compliment. Letting go of something, that some resource, for the benefit of someone else. And there's a joy, there is a delight, there is a happiness in that giving. And the receiver, in this case, in the case of dana, often there's a receiver. The heart is uplifted and joyous. And we'll talk more about the joy of generosity tomorrow, and I'll share some research studies also. So with dana, there is this sense of, this delight of, yes, I want you to have this. I want you to have this. Please have this. Yay. There's this sense of celebration of letting go. There is this brightness of letting go. It's okay that I don't have this thing anymore. Yay. It's given me more joy. My heart is freer that this thing, somebody else has it now. So consider this practice, or this sense, this feeling of generosity. Now, for liberation, it's the same movement of the heart. Yes, I'm going to give give away this tightening attachment, this wanting this thing. It's yay for the benefit of all beings, for the benefit of myself, for the benefit of, in ways I can't even fathom, for liberation, for nibbana. I grant this. I give it away. I release it. So you see the two movements of the heart, of dana and liberation, letting go for the benefit of liberation, are the same. They both have or should have. Well, I don't want to use the word should, but they need to have. They're inspired from the same movement of the heart, the same brightness, the same letting go. It's not a tight letting go. Otherwise, it doesn't quite work that well. But it's a bright yay for the benefit of myself, for the benefit of, in the case of liberation, for the benefit of myself, for the benefit of all beings, for these other dimensions of freedom, ease. I let go of greed, hatred, delusion. I let go. And I offer myself, I offer my heart, my purity, my goodness, trusting there is goodness and purity to the world. And here, again, dana as a practice that supports liberation. I offer this. I offer something that I have. I offer some thing that I quote unquote possess. And again, we are only custodians of everything. We don't own stuff in this world. We're just passing through. So this thing that I'm a custodian of for a limited time, I give it away. I give it away. It just generates a practice. So it is said that the practice of generosity, so practicing generosity, practicing dana, practicing, actually giving, making it a habit to give things away, to offer, to make offerings, can help this inner dimension of generosity to be cultivated, this inner dimension of non-attachment to be cultivated. And of course, it's a virtuous cycle when we have this inner dimension of cultivation, when we have the inner dimension of generosity, when our hearts don't hold tightly and are aware of opportunities to help and support. Oh yes, then the outer act of dana, generosity, comes a lot easier. Another the way that it is said, and Bhikkhu Bodhi puts it this way, generosity, dana, connects with the path, connects with the goal of the path, which is liberation, as I briefly mentioned, with the destruction of greed, hatred, and delusion. Because when we're cultivating generosity of heart, generosity of spirit, of course, generosity is the antithesis of greed. Greed is holding on, is grabbing, grasping. And the opposite movement of the heart, movement of the mind is releasing, letting go. So the practice of generosity is the antonym to greed. So that's one of the poisonous roots. Okay, how about hate? Hate is this sense of ill will, not liking people. Again, generosity, it brings up this sense of it's synonymous. It also brings up a sense of metta. In fact, this is an amazing practice I learned years ago studying Visuddhimagga, the Path of Purification book, where there are 10 practices listed. If you're angry at someone, where there is ill will with someone, how to work with the ill will. There are 10 things mentioned. The last one, the last one, if nothing else worked, the last one was to give them a gift. And when I saw that, I was astounded. What? Give someone a gift? And it makes sense. It actually makes sense. Try it. And it's for the liberation of your own heart if you're angry at someone. Give them a gift because it opens, it shifts something in your heart when you give someone a gift. I've tried that actually. And yes, it's for the liberation of my own heart, not to have ill will towards anyone. Giving a gift opens, shifts something. This act of generosity, dana, it dispels hatred. So greed, hatred, and confusion. And again, there are other dimensions of generosity. There are visible dimensions of, yes, transferring this item from one person to another. But there are other dimensions that it dispels delusion, thinking that it is ours, that there are boundaries, that we're not all connected. In many ways, it dispels delusion in ways we cannot even fathom. So the practice of generosity, the practice of dana is synonymous, it supports liberation in ways we cannot imagine, which is why the Buddha espoused it so much. So my invitation for today, if you would like to take it on, you don't have to. This is, again, generosity needs to come from the heart. It's not an act of should. If you're inspired, find an opportunity today to be generous with someone. Could be your time. Could be maybe pick up the phone and call a friend, see how they're doing. Maybe it's with some of your resources. Maybe it's something you have or your... whatever, you decide, but see if you can find one opportunity to be generous today and see and observe. And we'll discuss more about these observations and the inner workings of dana. So thank you for the generosity of your practice and your presence. May you all be well, safe, and free. And see you tomorrow. Take care.